This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, 7 after the hour on the Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. And my friends in this hour include Greg Stebbin, who is the technology editor for Men's Health magazine, along with Victoria Keelan, whose knowledge of technology I respect greatly. There are a lot of issues, a lot of things that come up every week. So our attempt here in this hour of the Good Day program is to get to the bottom of a lot of technology news that will, the aim here is to help you out using technology, the benefits of technology, beneficiaries can be you, can be the companies that use them. So Greg, I understand that Airbnb has some new features. There are a lot of people who are concerned about people who rent homes and they get out of control. The people get out of control, and I know that's part of not necessarily what you have a focus on. The technology of how to use Airbnb is probably one thing, but there have been a lot of complaints. Matter of fact, there's a, you can go to airbnb.com/neighbors, and the company will listen to you complain about what's going on.
Well, they don't actually. That's an interesting way to put it.
They don't listen, but they'll read your complaint.
That's read the complaints, yes.
And you know what, Doug? You know what's interesting is, so first of all, I see anything having to do with Airbnb. They have competitors like VRBO and HomeAway. Anything Uber and Lyft, the shared economy. I mean, it is completely a technology story no matter what.
Yes.
What angle you come at from, because if there was not the technology like smartphones, we wouldn't have any of these kinds of shared economy services. But the interesting thing is, I think there's this perception that there's a lot of complaints about Airbnbs in a neighborhood. Yeah. I'm not sure that's the reality. So if you take my city, which is Raleigh, North Carolina, yeah. I am an Airbnb host, to be transparent here. Yes, I am, and I opened a little granny unit in my house up about a year and a half ago and started renting it out on Airbnb. It has a separate entrance. And when we did it, my wife and I kind of laughed, and we thought, who's going to come to Raleigh, North Carolina, and rent out an Airbnb? Well, let me tell you, it's booked every night of the month.
Really?
Yes, and so in the city of Raleigh, which is not Manhattan, it's not New Orleans, it's not
nice
San Francisco,
town,
it's a nice town,
yeah,
but it's not a tourist destination there. No. So I want to give some statistics that I wonder if are similar to many other cities. There are 500 short-term rentals, so Airbnb, VRBO, HomeAway, 500 people.
In your community, 500 homes
in Raleigh,
every
North
night?
Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not every night, but available online. So, you know, some people may only want to rent their place on the weekend or whatever.
Yep.
So 500 short-term rentals. Last year, we hosted an estimated 13,000 guests in those 500 short-term rentals. And you know how many complaints there were to the city?
Zero.
Seven.
Oh, okay.
Seven.
Out of 13,000, as I've had.
13,000. So if you were to take the long-term rentals in the city of Raleigh, well, I don't know the number for the long-term rentals in the city of Raleigh, but I know that there are 9 long-term rentals on my block in a very good neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
There were more complaints about those 9 long-term rentals than 500 Airbnbs with 13,000 guests. So if you really wanted to tackle something where there was a problem with rentals, what you ought to do is outlaw or heavily regulate the long-term rentals.
Ooh.
Because that's really, I mean, obviously no city is going to do that. And everyone who owns a rental just had a heart attack, including me. I have a house I rent as a long-term. But the point is, if Raleigh is like much of the country,
yeah, average.
There is not a huge problem. And there may be some cities like New York City where it is a problem, but we all all should isolate party cities where, of course, people are going to party from the rest of the country, where in the case of my Airbnb, where I've had over 150 guests and not a single problem, people are coming here because they're relocating here for jobs, because we have a very strong economy. Sure. They're coming to weddings. They're coming to concerts. Their parents coming to see their kids who go to NC State, North Carolina State University, or Duke University, or Chapel Hill. They're all wonderful people you would be happy to invite in your home, and that's exactly what we're doing. And I think that kind of perspective for the shared economy and the number of people who use Uber and Lyft. I don't know how many people use Uber and Lyft every day, but when there's one problem, that's what you hear about.
Wow. I think that's the bottom line here. The news media is going to play on this stuff because their advertising revenue comes from the big hotel chains. It comes from the car rental companies. They're not getting any money from Airbnb. They're not getting any money from Uber and Lyft. But the public is walking and speaking with their dollars. They want better quality, so they go to Uber, they go to Lyft, they go to Airbnb because they want a clean car, they want a clean house. Now, I'm not suggesting, I think it's a different business here than with the cars, because the taxis are just so filthy and the people that drive them in most cities are ignoramuses. But in this circumstance, the Airbnb features are different. And I wonder how it affects, everybody's done a study there in Raleigh as to how much the hotel business is being affected. Are we bringing in new people that wouldn't come unless they could stay at an Airbnb? Or is it taking business away from the established the hotel chains that are there, local hotels?
Well, I'll answer that two ways. First of all, the hotel industry here in Raleigh, so we're having a big battle about this in Raleigh, North Carolina. In fact, it's going to culminate tomorrow night at a city council meeting.
Yeah.
The hotel industry came forward we've been debating this for a year and a half. The hotel industry came forward very early on, and all they said is, we're not worried about this as long as if our guests are going to have to pay a hospitality tax, we think people who stay in short-term rentals like Airbnb should have to pay a hospitality tax. At least level the playing field. Of course our prices are cheaper if our guests don't have to pay taxes. Now Airbnb automatically collects that tax. The playing field is level, and the hotel industry here locally has not said a word since then. And by the way, if you think Airbnb is destroying the hotel industry, go Google what kind of year the hotel industry had last year. They, I believe they had one of the best years ever. Mm-hmm. I think more people are traveling. They're traveling and using different options. And I think the hotel industry not only is doing just fine, but I'm sure is also looking at things like Airbnb and saying, how do we get in on that game as well? I mean, in fact, Expedia bought Airbnb's biggest competitor, HomeAway, for $4 billion about 6 months ago. So, you know, in the world of business, if something's hurting you competitively, you fix it. And that's what the hotel industry will do. And there's plenty of room here for everybody to compete and everybody to have a, you know, have a successful business.
Yeah. All right. That's an interesting explanation of Airbnb and how it works. That was very, I thought that was rewarding listening to you explain how this worked, Greg. Thank you.
Well, you know, and there's one other piece of this that I think will be really interesting to people. So PricewaterhouseCoopers, a very big, reputable consulting firm, did a study, and in 2013, they found that the sharing economy, Uber, Lyft, Airbnb, VRBO, all of these sharing economy companies, in 2013, it was a $15 billion market. In 2025, 10 years from now, it will go from $15 billion, the projections say, to $335 billion.
Ooh-wee.
So if your city, if your local businesses, if the company you work for, if you think that this is just going to go away and you should turn your back on it, what you really ought to do is look at it, understand it, and make sure you and your community are capitalizing on it, because it does not look like it's going away.
Victoria and Greg Stebbin on our Tech Talk Hour. Up next, how to solve Netflix. Say it again, Darren. There it is. How to solve Netflix's, it's the plural of Netflix, or maybe better put, the Netflix buffering problem. Up next here on Good Day.
Welcome. Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Honey odor, please.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
What's gross?
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
All right, 19 past the hour on Good Day. Greg Stebbin and Victoria Keelan and I are talking. I'm listening. The next item here on Tech Talk is how to solve the buffering problems that people are having with Netflix. I noticed we were having it, and it has to do with the time you're watching, I guess, much anything else. Is there an instant, easy fix for this in your experience, Greg?
Popcorn. Yeah. you start the movie. You go make popcorn, you give the movie a chance to download, and then you go watch the movie. Huh. I mean, really, if your expectation is click the button, watch the movie, then unless you live in a place where you have super fast internet like fiber, you're probably not going to have a very satisfying experience. If you go make some popcorn or get some ice cream or, you know, take the dog for a walk, when you come back, the movie will have downloaded, or most of it will, and then you can sit down and enjoy the movie.
So if we try to get at it fast, quickly, after we set it up, then it's going to be a problem.
And I mean, Netflix doesn't like my answer, of course, and in fact, they started this website, fast.com, that'll test your internet speed. But they cannot fix everyone's internet connection, and there's all kinds of internal battles and external battles going on behind the scenes between them and the cable companies and the phone companies.
Right. So, is this also a net neutrality issue?
Right, exactly. I mean, there's so many issues behind why your movie buffers, but the smartest thing you can do is let it download or let it download more before you start. And so I'm an editor at Men's Health. I think you should go take a walk and then come back and watch the movie.
Right, or read Men's Health. Read that for a while, and the movie's getting downloaded. Greg Stebbin, technology editor at Men's Health Magazine, with Victoria Keelan and Doug on Good Day's Tech Talk.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Net results of listening to this hour of Good Day is you'll be smarter and better able to deal with technology. This is a very self-serving hour for me because I'm using it to learn as much as I can. And so are the folks listening to our new affiliate, Mountain Grove, Missouri, K-E-L-E-K-E-L-E-A-M, Keeley, I suppose, right? Is on the Good Day program with Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, and our own Victoria Keelan, who's pretty good when it comes to all of this stuff, to help me and you better understand what's going on. All right, so here's a new, what they call the jitterbug. It's a flip phone that's available for $14.99. The same as the, it looks kind of like the old Razer phone, and I think that in compatibility with this, or at the same time, the folks, there's a new Razer phone that's being reintroduced, because people, I'll speak for myself, I have a flip phone, and a Casio, I've been through four or five of these, over. It takes me about a year to wreck them, ruin them, and then I buy supplies of them online for $80-$90. I got a couple of them hanging around now. Bob just brought me another one because I find these desirable. I don't want to carry a screen around with me. I don't want to be subject to constantly looking at my email, or I can get a text if I need it. But these things, it seems to me, serve an audience. Is there an age thing attached to this, you think, Greg? Or is it just that some people will look for this as it has a bigger screen than it used to, larger buttons than it used to, and a pretty strong speaker, which is why I used it in the first place, because I don't hold these phones up to my ear. I want to have a speaker phone that's loud. So this may be right up my alley. And for $14.99, depends on... Why are you laughing at me?
Because I don't know for $14.99 that you're going to get much out of that. I mean,
so let's think about who might want a bigger screen, bigger buttons, and a louder speaker.
Are you suggesting
jitterbug has been around for a long time?
Older so. People, is that what you're suggesting?
I wasn't going to say it.
Thank you very much. Nice.
No, you don't have to be older, but you might. You know, anyone who has vision problems, anyone who perhaps struggles with typing on a smartphone screen, I mean, jitterbug's business model, they've been around for years, has been, yes, senior citizens. But I also think there's a market for this for younger, even millennials, too, because I think a lot of people, myself included, have thought, why am I carrying a phone with a big screen around with me and a tablet with a big screen around with me? Why don't I just get a stupid flip phone and my tablet, since I have my tablet with me all the time anyway, I'll not only save money, but in many ways, when it comes to doing things like making a phone call, a flip phone is easier. And when you want to send a text or update on Facebook or send a tweet or anything, frankly, it's a lot easier on your tablet. So if you're already carrying two screens with you anyway, the smartphone becomes kind of redundant.
I agree with that in a sense, too. I mean, one of the complaints that I often hear, people, I don't have bad hearing. I have actually pretty sensitive hearing. But talking on an iPhone, you can't hear anyone. It's the worst. And a lot of people have a flip phone because the internal earpiece volume is a lot higher, and it's easier to hear people when you're having a conversation. I've heard that argument a lot.
All right, so see, there is a good reason for doing this. Don't be such a damned elite.
Yes, Dudley.
Yes, yeah. Well, there's a my Casios have a fairly smaller screen, and the but it just is handier for me to have this around. Whether I'm on the farm, it drops in the dirt all the time. You know, I may run over it with a bulldozer, and it still works. Yeah, so that's why I'm all for having that kind of help. All right, speaking of help, Greg Stephan joins us each week at this time from Men's Health Magazine. You want to check out his column on technology, Men's Health Magazine. Greg Stephan on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes you'll love a house and you'll love a neighborhood, but it has a not great school district. Zillow is actually great because you can click on kind of a more detailed section and it tells you how well a school is rated. We kind of prioritized houses that we were going to look at based on that. We were able to walk in and think like, wow, we can make a life here.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Uber's staff, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. Which product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Appreciate 34 after the hour, 26 for the new hour. This is Tech Talk Time, an hour devoted each week to you understanding technology for the benefit of the host of the radio program and then others who might be
here and there. Full transparency.
Yes, full transparency.
This is the Teach Doug Hour.
That's it. Doug Steffen along with my friends Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan. All right, so McFadden's got a couple of hot ones for us. Apparently, if I were to believe what my ears would hear.
A couple of interesting things. Over the past couple of weeks,
we'll be the judge of whether they're interesting or not.
I think you like this one. Otherwise, I wouldn't bring it forward because I know you just go, oh, what do I care?
Okay.
So, but, Victoria, do you wear any kind of a step tracker or a fitness tracker?
I have it on my Apple Watch, yes. It monitors my progress and all that.
All right. So I wear a Garmin. And it's also got a sleep tracker.
Isn't Garmin the name of the company where you can go into the rental? Don't they do like a
They have a rental thing you can get at the car dealerships.
GPS units, yes.
Yes.
Right. That's what they were in initially. But now they also got into GPS. They make these wristbands where you can track your steps for the day. And it's kind of a cool thing. So my wife and I have one, and we kind of like, okay, did I beat what I did yesterday? Okay, cool, you know, whatever.
What does it mean? How far do you're going to tell us how many steps you walk in a day?
I walk about 8,000 a day.
That's pretty good, because 10,000 is always a fitness goal. So
I hear 12,000 is good. Yeah, okay.
Right.
8,000.
So,
but think about it, no, just for a second.
That's a couple miles.
Think about the concept. 8,000 is,
almost 2 miles or something like that.
So, but think about it this way. This is what fascinates about the technology. It actually can count them. If you took the trouble, you got a pad. Okay, every step you put down a little mark. It's like marking off the days of the calendar. You could never, ever, ever accurately keep track of what these things do. That's what's so fascinating about it. Go ahead.
There is a little bit of adjustment that has to go because Victoria's tall, but, you know, my wife and I, she's 5 foot whatever, 2'3".
Short.
And, I'm 5'11", change.
So the shorter you are, the more steps you take?
Well, the stride would be different.
That would be interesting. If you both walk together and you compare the number of strides you took to what your wife did, I think that would be fascinating.
My Apple Watch actually calculates your stride for you.
Most of these Fitbit type things, you have to tell it, my stride is 2 feet, mm-hmm. 6 inches, 3 feet, whatever it is.
Okay.
So that you get really getting an accurate. A lot of people don't care and they don't worry about it. They just use it as a measuring stick. Whether it's actually accurate or not, they don't care. Okay, I beat yesterday. That's all I care about.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was more interested in is tracking my sleep. Doing morning radio, we don't get a whole lot of sleep. I get more now than I used to. But you see how you sleep and how many hours you sleep and how and the quality of sleep that you are getting. So the Fitbit and the Garmin, they pretty much tell you they have deep sleep and light sleep. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the two measures. So then I looked it up and I said, okay, what does this mean? How am I really sleeping? If it says I slept for 7 hours and 39 minutes and 1 hour and 42 minutes of that was deep sleep, what does all that mean? I don't know. So somebody's done a couple of studies on these things, and you have four stages of sleep. You have pre-sleep, light sleep. Pre-sleep is when you're just kind of getting drowsy, getting ready to doze off. Mm-hmm. Light sleep is, you know, you're moving around a little bit. You turn on one side, you turn on the other. Then you go into deep sleep, which is nothing's happening. Your brain shuts down. Your body's still. But your kidneys, your liver, your muscles are all regenerating. Your brain is storing long-term memories. A lot of stuff is going on there. And that's the kind of sleep you need.
Then that
you
REM sleep? That's what they call REM sleep?
Not yet.
Oh.
Then you go back into light sleep again.
Not yet.
And then you go into REM sleep. And REM sleep, your brain is like hyperactive. It's going nuts, man. It's taking all of these memories and it's saying, okay, short term here, long term here. What do I need to do to this and that? And your body, it's telling your body all these things that it needs to do. And then you go back into light sleep and then deep sleep again. And so the bottom line is, if you sleep 8 hours in a night, 25% of that should be deep sleep and 20% of that should be REM sleep. So a total of 45% of your sleep on your tracker should be deep sleep.
What's yours?
Mine's about 30%. If I get 2 hours, 2.5 hours of deep sleep a night, that's average. Last night I had 3 hours and 42 minutes of deep sleep. That's a record for me. And I usually sleep 7 to 8 hours now. And
that's interesting on a Sunday because, you know, a lot of people suffer from work anxiety. They have Monday morning anxiety on Sunday nights. That's usually the night of the week where people have the worst sleep.
Yeah, no, I don't have that. Don't worry about any of that stuff. But if you want to read a little bit more about it. Just search, how does my Fitbit, how does my Garmin, how does my Up track my sleep? And you'll see a couple of these studies. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
And now I can look at my chart every morning.
But what can you do about it? Once you know that, okay, fine. But what do you do with the information?
Understanding it more, they want you to be able to hit at least every cycle once during the night. You have to have REM sleep once. You have to have deep sleep once. But it cycles because you go pre-sleep, light sleep, deep sleep, light sleep, REM sleep, then back to light sleep, then to deep sleep, then light sleep, then REM sleep again. So they say you should hit every cycle at least once every night. And a lot of these trackers will wake you up after you've gone the cycle, because if you wake up in the middle of the second cycle, you wake up not really refreshed and tired because you woke up at the wrong moment. So I think your Apple Watch, Victoria.
I've never slept in it, but now I'm curious to try it out.
I think it will tell you, okay, you've hit the cycle. You should wake up now.
Yeah, it'll wake you up.
It'll wake you up. It'll have an alarm.
I will be very angry with it then.
Yeah. Well, but if you sleep for another 45 minutes or an hour, it'll wake you up right in the middle of REM sleep. Mm. And that really ruins your...
Which is the one where you have dreams?
REM.
Is that
REM.
Deep or REM?
Yeah, that's REM. That's when your brain's gone nuts.
Yeah.
But it was just really fascinating to kind of learn how this little tool on my wrist can help me follow my sleep.
Very cool.
Patterns.
Yeah.
It's going to run our lives pretty soon. You'll be able to talk into it and say, start my car and bring it to the house.
I've already got that.
It'll drive itself to your house.
Yeah. Great. All right, 43 past the hour. Well, let's keep with what we know in terms of how technology has been used. This is also kind of fascinating. The concept of super beats. What was done, I think Dr. Ken Kronhaus, when he talks about this, goes back and does a little historical study. I think it's 86 or 89 when nitric oxide was first actually discovered. The three doctors that were involved in the work, and you'll be happy to know that I know who they are. You'll be, I'm very impressed. Robert Fergott, Louis Ignaro, and Farid Mirad, they were the ones who got the Nobel Prize for medicine because they did the work. They discovered nitric oxide as a signaling device for your system. That is, when you get nitric oxide into your system, it signals the blood vessels to open up, relax, and offset your body's natural decline. If blood is only trickling to your heart, this is coronary artery disease. It's going to be helped by taking super beats. If blood isn't flowing well to your lungs, you got pulmonary disease. More blood fixes that problem. Or if blood isn't getting to your brain, central nervous system disease, the real cause of the problem is bad circulation, and that's why you need super beats. Super beats to the rescue. This is something that I've been so pleased to talk about. Matter of fact, Richie, you get a kick out of this in Victoria. I'm going to shoot a little commercial this week that we're going to post on our social media of me and my story of super beats. So you can actually see it. A little canister in my hand.
Cool.
I'm going to mix it up in the glass. We'll show people how to use it. This stuff boosts your energy. It supports healthy blood pressure, and it provides a great source of antioxidants. It has ingredients that boost the nitric oxide level, improves your cardiovascular health safely, naturally. You do not want to be a statistic, and you will not be a statistic if you order Super Beats. And Super Beats easily is available. All you do is call and order and say, Doug Steffen sent me. You get a couple of extra benefits by doing that. 800-655-4183. Don't put it off. Don't drag your feet. If you want more energy, call 800-655-4183. If you want more life and the excitement and fervor of having lots of energy, beats are the answer. Super beats the answer. 800-655-4183. And if you have never ordered Super Beats before, get on the line now. Order it. They'll send you a free month supply when you order the regular order. Get a copy of the book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Go to the website that they've created for me selling this, DougLikesBeats.com, or get your Super Beats at 800-655-4183.
Know how! You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
So your partner's in the mood and ready, but you're not? Sexual health expert Dr. Sharon Parrish says 44% of U.S. women say they have a sexual problem or concern.
Whatever your age, sexual relations are important for overall women's physical and mental health. In women, stress, trouble communicating with partners, hormonal changes from pregnancy and menopause, even illness and medications can all affect sexual function. It's important to pay attention to these changes. However, unlike men, women have few options.
Now there's Fiera, a new product to help women get their bodies and minds ready for intimacy naturally. Dr. Leah Milheiser is Chief Scientific Officer at Newell.
I'm happy to talk about Fiera, a new hormone-free and drug-free product. It's scientifically proven to get back women's desire for intimacy. 87% of women said they felt in the mood, and 75% said they felt excited and ready. Fiera is a great tool in a woman's arsenal for greater sexual intimacy.
For more, visit Fiera.com. That's Fiera.com.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade.
So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
All right, let's spend a couple of minutes talking about Waze. Richie, you have found something using Waze, W-A-Z-E,
yes,
as a traffic tool.
Yeah, Waze is a great traffic app that you can download that gives you directions, but it also is a real-time, user-based traffic app that where if I see an accident, I can say, hey, there's an accident here, look out, and then four other people might post it, and it will tell all the drivers behind us on that same street, you might want to take another direction, and Waze will actually reroute you if it starts to delay your time. So there was some construction going on in this neighborhood, and all of the traffic from the main street was being routed through the community, and a bunch of the neighbors who lived on that street got tired of it. So what they did was they all sat on their porches and reported accidents on Waze so that people would go other ways around their street. So they were called Waze imposters, and Waze actually got hip to it and shut down their accounts.
But it took its toll, if you pardon the pun, to begin.
Yeah.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A good day.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour on Good Day. Welcome back to our conversation at this moment, focused on the technology that we all must use. I had over the weekend, my laptop was converted to Windows 10. I didn't know.
Uh-oh.
It.
I thought you were going to avoid that.
Well, how do you avoid it if it automatically does it?
Oh.
I get notices on my on the computers that I use here in the studio, but my laptop's downstairs, and I use it at the kitchen counter for things. Meredith uses it for stuff, and so I went to it yesterday morning, and there was a picture of a window on it, and I thought, this is unusual. I don't usually see that, and then I looked at it, and it had automatically installed Windows 10. It doesn't do it on the, I don't know why it does it on a laptop and doesn't do it on the, so, and I'm happy about it. Although I did fiddle with it a little bit, Victoria, and found that I don't like the way it treats email because it doesn't allow you to use Outlook, which I like. It
right.
helps me sort things out a little bit easier, or at least I'm told you can't use it. But the rest of it seemed actually functional and faster. It seemed to work faster than the rest. You know, I made up my mind that I wasn't going to like it, and I don't know that I am because I haven't used it. I've just used it a little bit yesterday to look up some farm stuff, and it seemed to, the one thing that I got out of it was that it worked faster than what has been my my experience with Windows 7, which is what I'm using now. Windows 8 was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was never any Windows 9, was there?
I don't know Windows. I don't know. I just know people hate Windows 10, including my mom.
Yeah, right.
So, don't like but it. Hey, I hope it works out for you. That's right. Great.
Me too. Keep our fingers crossed. In a moment, how to solve Netflix buffering. If you have Netflix and you've noticed that those people, sometimes the movie or the television show just stop, or it has those little things that are a little, what they look like, brain disengagement or something. Your eyes are coming apart. No, that's not what happened. That's buffering. And we'll talk about how you can avoid that in a moment here on Good Day.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, so the excitement that we have when we're watching Scandal, we're doing our binge on Scandal from the early seasons. So, and we have Netflix buffering from time to time, as does pretty much everybody else. There's a new site powered by Netflix that shows you how to fix this. Why is there a problem in the first place? I guess would be my question.
Well, it's an internet connection issue, and it's the speed of your internet that is what dictates your buffering. And so there's a website called fast.com, and you can check it on your phone or your tablet, your computer, your TV, wherever you view Netflix, and it'll show you how fast or slow your internet connection is. It can't solve it, but it can help diagnose what the problem is. And it's a free service. Netflix has requirements for, if you're going to watch regular internet connection, it's 3 megabits per second for standard definition TV. All of us live in the HD world, so you would need 5 megabits, and if you have ultra HD content, you need 25. Now, peak times to watch Netflix, not surprisingly, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. when everyone's catching up on everything, and that's when typically your internet will be a lot slower and causes a lot of buffering. So a reboot of your internet box can actually help in most cases. You just have to make sure that when you power it down, you have it disconnected from the power for a full 30 seconds before you reboot, and that typically will solve the problem, unless you have a real issue with your internet connection. But that's Netflix owns fast.com, and they want people to be happier with the service, so it's interesting.
So if you can't fix it, you commit Harry Carey, and everything would be wonderful. The end of life as we know it. 59 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.